Good block by Summer Walls, forcing the turnover. The score is still 0-3. These girls had a great matchup last time they met. We'll see what it holds this time. Ball loose there on the floor. Good save by Misty Marine. Ball picked up now by King Cove, number 11, moving across. Here's Maddie Newman, catching for the squad, doing a good job here. All right, substitutions. We've got number 50, Katie Yashman, coming in. A few other weather sitting down. We've got Maddie Newman sitting down, as well as number 25. That is Mary Mae Brandon. All right, throw in for the rookies underneath their own basket. Here comes the throw-in over to Tia. And that's Kaylin. Kaylin Branell. Nice double team there in the corner. Foul reaching there by Misty. Good defensive play there. Drawing the foul. All right, here we go. The ball now in play for the Eagle or for the Rookies. Nice jump shot. Number 50 right there. Katie Ashman is good for two. Sorry, the score is 3-0 in favor of Sandpoint, but now it's 2 for the Rookies, so now 3-2.
Morgan trying to bring the ball up, and that nice full court press. Summer gets the ball on the left-hand post, puts it up, and that is good. Summer gets the ball on the bottom left-hand post, puts it up, and that is good.
Throw in that full court press for the Sandpoint Lady Eagles. Going across the half court. Here's Yetchmith. Tipped out by Misty. Good hustle by the Eagles. Score now 5-2 in favor of Sandpoint. Maddie getting back in. Jalen's going to sit down for the Rookies. Ball thrown into action. Number 40 with it, Tiana Lewis. Lewis back over to Rosilli for three. No good. Picked up by Maddie Newman. Here's Maddie Newman with the ball. Oh, off the foot of Marcus. And, yep, that will be a kick. Sandpoint should take possession, I believe. No, that will be actually a King Cove ball. Throwing in now for the Rookies. Here's Maddie Newman with the ball. Tiana, or Tia, throws the ball away as it goes out underneath the rookie basket. Should be Sandpoint ball. We'll see what they call here. Number 25 coming back in. That's Mary May. Sitting down is Tia. Calling rookie ball here. Still 5-2 in favor of Sandpoint. 3:44 left to go here in the first quarter. Nice jump shot by Mary May. No good. Fought for. Picked up by Yashmineff. Yashmineff with the putback. Good for two. Four now in favor of Sandpoint. 4-5. Full court press. Really giving Sandpoint some trouble here. We got Navai with the ball and roped up there by Sierra Rosilli. So now that will be jump ball in favor of King Cove. All right, throwing in. Sierra Rosilli sends it over to Maddie Newman. Newman with the ball now over to the right-hand side. Picks up her dribble. Sandpoint's on the top post. Victoria over to Mary May for a jumper about 5 feet out. Good for two. Six now in favor of the Rookies. Five for Sandpoint. Full court press. Charge side to turn and burn. Gets up past the half court line. Off to Misty. She drives in. Off the glass. Beautiful shot. Good for two. Great play by Charlotte and Misty making that happen. Ball goes loose. Almost picked up by Summer Walls. And Rosilli. Oh, right behind the defense. She had a nice shot there, but Samuelson didn't take it. Picked up. Shot missed. Mary May gets it. Now Maddie for a jumper. No good from the free throw line. Ball gets tipped around. And Morgan's fighting for it. Loose ball picked up by Navai. Navai needs help. Jump ball call. Six now for the Rookies. Seven for Sandpoint. Tia is going to check back in for King Cove. All right, throwing in now for Sandpoint. Marcus tries to dribble pass again. She passes over this time for Morgan. Tipped up by Rosilli. Nice steal by the Rookies. Maddie gets a runaway layup. No good. Rebound goes to King Cove. Second chance. Mary May for a jumper. Off the glass. Good for two. Giving King Cove the lead. 8-7 now. Marcus trying to get past that defense. But man, that double team is making it real difficult for her. Maddie behind the basket or behind the defense. Puts it up. Sam King Cove is really on a streak here. Sandpoint needs to do something to break this full court press. All right, there we go. Passing the ball. Trying to get past. Almost thrown away. Morgan gets it. Turns and burns. Oh, Misty was looking for the pass. He saves it. Goes over to Summer Walls. What a play. Morgan hands off to Marcus. Jumper in and out. Picked up by Misty. Off the glass. Hits top of the rim. Back down. 90 seconds left to go here in the quarter. 10 for Sandpoint. 9 for the rookies. All right. Here's the ball moving around. Oh, good move of the ball. Tia gets a foul. Goes to the line for 2. Good job moving the ball, and that's what King Cove is doing, what Sandpoint needs to start doing, moving the ball to get past the defense on the full court press. All right, Tia at the line for 2. First attempt goes up. No good. Score is 9 for Sandpoint, 10 for King Cove. Navai checks back in, Jalen checks in, Maddie sits down, and Misty sits down. Good hustle by both these squads so far. Second attempt for Tia. Hits the rim, no good. King Cove gets the rebound. Victoria puts up a second attempt, no good this time. King Cove will get the ball again. Tia with the ball. Outside to Sierra. Sierra looking for some help. Malia playing some good defense. Oh, no travel called. Victoria takes it up the middle of the paint. Good for 2. 12 now for King Cove, 9 for Sandpoint. Here they go, trying to get past the defense. Ball was thrown right towards the back of the offense. Ball now in the hands of King Cove. Jump shot, no good. Loose ball. Malia's fighting for it. She almost falls over the Sierra. Malia this time ropes up the rebound with Victoria, and they go to the floor fighting for it. What hustle. Good effort by both these two teams. Forty-seven seconds left to go here in the first quarter. 12-9 in favor of King Cove. Throwing in underneath the basket. The rookies, Mary May, over the rim. Morgan gets a rebound. Malia gets the ball from Morgan, but she needs a little help. Throws it to Marcus. She's able to get past a couple defenders, but loses the ball. Maddie gets a rebound. 34 seconds left in the quarter. Sierra puts up a shot. No good. Tia on the putback. Count it. 14 now for the rookies. 9 for Sandpoint. Malia over to Marcus. It goes above her hand. Charlotte not able to quite get her hand on it and bring it back down. Sandpoint trails by 5 here with 20 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Throwing in full court press by the Sandpoint. Trapping the ball. Mary May dishes over to Sierra. Sierra over to Yashinev. Tia behind the defense. Sandpoint's got to watch their transition here. But good transition by King Cove. 16-9 now in favor of the rookies. Marcus again can't quite get her hands on it. And Sandpoint's going to have to figure out how to break this full court press going into the second quarter. Marcus will throw in for the Eagles. 1.8 seconds on the clock. Morgan gets it. Runs into a brick wall. Off the glass. Almost gets it. 16-9 going into the second quarter. You're on KSTP and you're tuned in right now to Facebook Live. If you're on Facebook Live, check it out, Sandpoint School Sports. We're going to go to Virgil if he's on here for a word from our sponsors.
The programming that you're listening to is brought to you in part by Sandpoint Generating. Established in 2006, Sandpoint Generating has been providing power to the people in Sandpoint for over a decade. For any questions about your service or outages, please call 907-383-4020. Sandpoint Generating, a stalwart supporter of public radio. We would like to take this time to say thank you to all the people who make this programming a reality. Thank you to the Aleutians East Borough, the cities of Sandpoint, King Cove, False Pass, and Cold Bay, the Alliot Corporation, Frosty Fuels, the Newton Family, and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, the King Cove Corporation, Gould & Sons, and the AC Store in King Cove, as well as Precision Airways, Jim Brown Apartments, the Shumigan Corporation, Sandpoint Generating, Telalaska, Trident Seafoods, the AC Store in Sandpoint, R&D Marine Design, and Aleutia. All of these supporters and you, the listeners, make all of this programming possible. Thank you so much for your support of public radio here in the Aleutians East Borough.
Session. All right, we dropped off for a second there. Looks like we're back in action though. Sorry about that. 6:32 left to go in the first half. 16-9 in favor of the Rookies. Sandpoint fighting hard here. Rookies doing a great job controlling the lead. King Cove will throw in. Up over to Maddie. Maddie bounces up to the top. Moving around the horn there, over to Sierra. Sierra in. To the top with Yatrinev. Triangle offense back in play. What a swish. Great shot there by Maddie Newman. Good for two. Okay, and we're having issues here. Sorry about that.
All right. Well, you know, you try something new, you got to work some of the kinks out of it. Thank you for holding on. We'll see what else we can bring for you. And then how about a big thank you to Trident.
Fish are the lifeblood of Alaska. And that is never more true than in smaller communities such as ours. With several facilities throughout Alaska, Trident Seafoods provides fish processing services to the Aleutians. Trident is a proud supporter of KSDP and local fishing communities.
They're down by 10 right now. Looks like Sandpoint is starting to give up a little bit here. Oh, score 19-9. We're on a new stream here, everybody. Hope you guys can come back over. Internet issues, I think holding the angle of the phone into my hand was causing us to lose our connection. Morgan, across to Summer. Malia now, deflection, off the jumper. Picked up by Maddie Newman, she weaves through traffic. Summer trying to do everything they can to stop her, but man, Sam. Mary May with the ball, outside to Sierra for three. Looks like a good line, hard off the glass, picked up by Yatrinev. And I think that's Yetchmanef, or is that Victoria? Oh, Samuelson will go to the line for two. And, yeah, Sandpoint's starting to look a little bit like they're giving up out there on the floor, and they've got to watch out for that. Score right now, 19-9, for all who have asked. Thank you, Lenny, for asking that one. Score is 19-9 in favor of the rookies of King Cove. Yashman subbing in, Jalen coming in, Mary May and Sierra will sit down. Only person on the bench right now is Missy Marine for the Eagles. Second attempt now. First attempt was missed by Samuelson. Her second shot goes up the back iron. Picked up by Charlotte. She's going to move it up now. Take it to the sideline. No significant pressure. Oh, my goodness. Ball almost thrown away, but doesn't cross over. Sandpoint struggling to get their offense in gear. Malia, top of the key. Morgan's open for three. She's going to take it. Off the back iron. No good. Rebound on the floor. Picked up. Oh, almost fought for, but Maddie's going to turn and burn. Behind the defense. No good on the layup. Matchmiff, second attempt, doesn't go. Summer on a breakaway, puts off the glass. Good for two. Good composure by Summer. Walter, same point, making now 19-11. King Cove with the lead. 4 minutes left to go in the half. Almost a travel there, not called. And a blocking. Devi gets in front there of Jalen, and that will be a blocking foul, sending Jalen to the line for two. Again, we do apologize for all the technical issues that we may be having here as we are working on this Facebook Live post right now. It's a new thing for KSCP, but so far, so good. Jalen will miss her first attempt. King Cove has been doing a lot of good things, but they're struggling from the line. Victoria will sit down. Mary May will come in. Morgan will sit down. Misty will come in. Missing their point guard, Ariana Wilson, due to injury. Sandpoint definitely needing her. 19-11 still the score in favor of the rookies. Oh, stolen by Misty. She gets right up on defense. She's one of the most effective defensive players that Sandpoint has, and she's showing why right away. Marcus with the ball now for the Lady Eagles. Picking up her dribble. She's calling for help. Good defense by Jalen. Summer hands the ball off. Picked off by Maddie. Summer's trying to get back. No foul. Good job. But the layup is good by Maddie Newman. 21-11 now in favor of the rookies. Summer loses the ball, picks it back up. Over to Marcus. Missy behind the defense. Jump shot, no good. Put back, gets it back. Good job sticking with it there by Misty. She'll go to line for two. 21-11 now, still in favor of King Cove. 3:27 left to go here in the quarter. Catching her breath, Missy gets the ball. Lines it up. Just off the front of the line. Substitutions. Morgan comes in. Malia sits down. She's got her leg taped up, so she's fighting injury too. We also have checking in Sierra Rosilli for the Eagles. Or sorry, for the rookies. That second shot will be no good. And that will be King Cove throwing in. 21-11, still the score. Big pass. Oh, takes a big pass over to Tia. Ball goes loose. Sierra picks it up. Missy watching the back door. Good job. Cross the post for rookies. Shot by Sierra. No good. Summer Wallace gets the rebound. She's looking for an outlet pass. She sees Missy. Tia in front of her, but she turns. Creates some space. 3 minutes on the clock. Missy calls a play into action. Sandpoint gets in there. She takes it to the right-hand side. Oh, are they going to call charging or blocking? Yeah, charging call there on Missy, but trying to make a play happen there. Good hustle. King Cove with the ball now, 21-11 in favor of the rookies. 3 minutes to go here. Missy will sit down. I think that she's in trouble with the fouls. Malia will check right back in. Player for the rookies almost, she was on the court when the play began. That was 6 men on the court. No call. 23 now for the rookies, 11 for the Lady Eagles. Marcus takes it to the left-hand side. Stolen right out of her hands by Mary May. She's on a fast break. Pushed down to the ground. That was a complete accident as Malia was pushed by Summer, who was coming behind her, and Malia then goes into Mary May. That was completely by accident. But that is going to send the ball out of bounds. All right, Malia, cross it over. Nice move. Good spin, but picked right up by Sierra. Good defense by the rookies. Malia needs some help. Over to Charlotte. Charlotte gets knocked down. That'll be a blocking. 23-11, still the score. King Cove up by 12, 2:22 left in the first half. We're going to have the boys coming up next. Amy Mack will give you some coverage. So don't go far after this game. Cross the post. Picked up by Summer. Nice save by Mary May. Back into the paint. Morgan to Marcus. Someone should take a shot here. Marcus going to drive into the paint. Off the glass. Hits the rim. Doesn't go down. Navai picks up the rebound for Sam Points. Marcus gets the ball tipped up. Going to stay in Sam Points' hands as Navai was passing over to Charlotte. Knocked out bounds. 2:02 left in the half. Sam Point with the ball. They're down by 12. Looking for someone to get open. But this man-to-man defense by King Cove is killing Sam Point. Bounced over onto the foot of Summer, but she recovers. Over to Malia. Marcus for three. Good line. Hits the net. Good for three. Sam Point needed that. 23-14 now in favor of the rookies. 1:46 to go in the half. Sierra Rosilli with the ball. She's being tightly guarded. Pass over to Tia. Picked off by Morgan. Summer on the breakaway. She's got Malia ahead of her. Ball just goes above her hands. Out of bounds. Last touch by the Eagles. 1:32 left to go in the half. 23-14. I do apologize that the Facebook Live, doing multiple things at once, trying to keep the Facebook Live and the radio going here. It's not going to be the best of both worlds, but we'll do everything we can, guys. All right. Sierra throwing in over to Maddie. Good movement of the ball. Victoria passes to Tia behind the defense. And, I mean, this is just how you do it in practice. King Cove is crushing this full court break. They're breaking past the press, no issues. Scoring on almost every attempt. Malia with the ball for the Eagles. Morgan, open for three. Gets fouled. Going to the line for three. Not unlike what happened the last time the Eagles won against the rookies. 1:11 here in the first half. 25 for the rookies, 14 for Sam Point, as Morgan will shoot three attempts from the line. Here comes Morgan with her first attempt. She puts it up off the front of the iron. Substitutions. We got Jalen and... Okay. A little confusion there. Three shots, and you don't get to sub in until the second shot, not the first shot. Usually it's a two-shot situation. Morgan hits the net. Good for her first attempt from the line. Substitutions, Jalen's coming in and Yachmanev coming in. Mary May and Tia will sit down for the rookies. 25 for King Cove, 15 for Sam Point. Shot by Morgan. Off the back of the rim. Picked up by Summer and Sierra. Pass over to Jalen. Almost gets intercepted. Yachmanev with the ball. Maddie for three. Nice line. Nothing but the ball in the net. Yachmanev scores a three. 28 now for the rookies. 15 for Sam Point. Here's Charlotte Marcus. Over to Morgan. She's open for three. Oh, it doesn't take a shot. Losing her confidence. Malia drops the ball. Oh, it's still not picked up by King Cove. Loose now. Charlotte Marcus on the breakaway. Over to Morgan. Back over to Charlotte. Misses a shot from about 2 feet out. Good defense by Sam Point, but King Cove's able to outlet. Maddie gets to Jalen. Jumper. Beautiful switch. 30 now for King Cove, 15 for Sam Point. 23 seconds left to go here in the half. Sam Point needs to put a basket in up on the scoreboard. See what they can do here. Malia with the ball. Fighting for the pass. This man-to-man defense is crushing it. Jalen. Oh, nice pass by King Cove. Just breaking all sorts of the defensive struggles. Getting the ball up and in. 32 now for the rookies. Charlotte's going with her. Clock run out on the first half. 32 for King Cove, 15 for Sam Point. What a defensive dominance here as King Cove's man-to-man, full court press, and everything is just really creating offensive opportunities for the rookies that they're capitalizing on. We'll be back in 10 minutes here on KSDP. Don't go far.
Programming on KAEB is supported by the Schumigan Corporation. Located in Sand Point, the Schumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sand Point Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Schumigan Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sand Point, on the web at www.schumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Schumigan Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KAEB.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
All righty. Thank you, Mr. Bravo. As the sounds of Matthew Bravo. Maybe he'll be back this next summer. This is Virgil. You are tuned to KSDP and listening to some high school basketball. We have the local game that is coming to you live from the Sandpoint School. We have the Rookies and the Lady Eagles duking it out up there, doing some basketball, seeing who's going to win. Rookies ahead a little bit right now, but we still got a half of a game to go. After this, we will fly on over to King Cove, Alaska, and bring you T-Jacks and Eagles. In the meantime, how about some Humpty Dance?
You're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round. I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink a bottle of Hennessy you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the umpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to funk thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like to rhyme, I like my beats funky, I'm spunky. I like my oatmeal lumpy, I'm sick with this. Straight gangster Mac, but sometimes I get ridiculous. I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Oh, yo, fat girl, come here, are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat, look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy, I'm a freak. I like the girls with the boom. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. I'm crazy, allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the girls' pants, and I even got my own dance.
The Humpty Dance is your chance to do it all.
Come on! So yo, Humpty, you're really funny looking. That's alright, cause I get things cooking. You stare, you glare, you constantly try to compare me, but you can't get near me. I'm giving more C, and on the floor B, all the girls, they adore me. Oh yes, ladies, I'm really being sincere, cause in the 69, my Humpty nose will tickle your rear. My nose is big, I'm not ashamed. Big like a pickle, I'm still getting paid. I get laid by the ladies, you know I'm in charge. Both how I'm living and my nose is large. I get stupid, I shoot an arrow like Cupid. I'll use a word that don't mean nothing, like Luke did. I sang on Do What You Like, and if you missed it, I'm the one who said, just grab them in the biscuits. Also told you that I like to bite. Well, yeah, I guess it's obvious I also like to write. All you had to do was give Humpty a chance, and now I'm gonna do my dance.
The Humpty Dance is your chance to do the hump.
Come on, yeah, sexy lady.
Do the Humpty
Come
hump.
On, I'll do the Humpty hump. Hump. Sexy baby. Ah, yeah, that's the break, y'all. Look at that bass groove right here. Ah, yeah. Now that I told y'all a little bit about myself, let me tell you a little bit about this dance. It's real easy to do. Check it out. First I limped to the side like my legs was broken, shaking and twitching kinda like I was smoking. Crazy, whack, funky. People say you look like
like MC Hammer on crack, Humpty. That's alright, cause my body's in motion. It's supposed to look like a fit or a convulsion. Anyone can play this game. This is my dance, y'all. Humpty Hump's my name. No two people will do it the same. You got it down when you appear to be in pain. Humping, funkin', jumpin', dig around, shaking your rump. And when a doodoo chump punk points a finger like a stunt, tell him step off, I'm doing the hump.
The Humpty Dance is your chance to do the hump.
Everybody!
Do the Humpty Hump.
Come on,
I do the Humpty Hump.
Sexy lady.
I do the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump.
Do me, baby.
I'm doing the Humpty Hump.
Do me,
do the Humpty Hump,
y'all.
Watch me do the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump.
Check it out. Black people.
I do the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump.
Come on.
White people. I do the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump.
Puerto Ricans.
I do the Humpty Hump.
Just keep on. The underground is in the house. I'd like to send a shout out to the whole world. Keep on doing the Humpty Dance. And to all the ladies, peace and humptiness forever.
So what? I'm still a rock star. I've got my rock moves, and I don't need you. And guess what? I'm having more fun. And now that we're done, I'm gonna show you tonight. I'm alright, I'm just fine, and you're a tool. So what? I am a rock star. I've got my rock moves, and I don't want you tonight. I kissed a girl, and I liked it. The taste of her cherry chapstick. I kissed a girl just to try it.
I hope my boyfriend don't mind it. It felt so wrong, it felt so right. Don't mean I'm in love tonight.
I kissed a girl and I liked it. I liked it. And I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep. Cause everything is never as it seems. Blame it on the goose, got you feeling loose. Blame it on the throne, got you in the zone. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the vodka, blame it on the Henny. Blame it on the blue cat, got you feeling dizzy. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the alcohol. Shouties like a melody in my head that I can't keep out. Got me singing like na 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 every day. It's like my iPod stuck on replay. Stuck on replay, stuck on replay. Replay, replay, ay. Baby, are you down, 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 down? Baby, are you down? I'm only gonna break, break your, break your heart. I'm only gonna break your, break your heart. I'm only gonna break your, break your heart. I'm only gonna break your heart. See the sunlight, tick tock on the clock, but the polka don't stop.
No.
Yodel o' lady, yodel o' lady.
Pa 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 polka face, pa pa polka face.
Pa 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 polka face, pa pa polka face.
Oh no, you can.
And the ball goes off the foot of King Cove and out of bounds. Tia subbing in. Jalen will sit down for King Cove. 36-15, still the score now. Here's Maddie Newman. Newman across the half court line. Ball bounced around over to Tia. Away from the play, Mary Mae fell down. She's back up. Sierra, being tightly guarded by Misty. Over to Maddie, looking for a pass. Moves it down to Mary Mae. Misses her shot. Tia tips over to Mary Mae. Sierra now for a jumper. Banks it off the glass, good for two. 38-19 points. Full court press, really causing a situation here for Sam Points. Bounce over to Morgan. By Malia. Bounced into Misty, but no, it's picked off by Victoria Samuelson, and she'll go to the ground. Foul on Sam Points, sorry. Malia over Cash. Victoria will sit down. Yatsenyuk will check in for the rookies. Kinko throwing in. 38-15 in favor of the rookies. Ball now in the hands of Sierra. Jumper for three. Hard off the back iron. Picked up by Misty. Misty takes the ball up herself. She's going to be met by Sierra. Kicks it up the sideline. Oh, loses her dribble. Can't quite bring it back in. 5:50 or 5:27 left in the third quarter. Kinko with possession. Also, Kinko with a 13-point lead. Here they go, throwing the ball to Matt. Fast movement on transition. Bounced over, but picked off by Summer. Here comes Summer Walls to Misty. Marine takes it past the half-court line to Charlotte. Bounced in behind the defense. Oh, but Malia just can't quite keep it. But Misty's on the other side and picks it up for Sam Points. Morgan, on the post, works her way in past traffic, puts up a second attempt, that one also no good. Fight for the ball, picked up by Tia, travel called by Tia, she slides her foot. Good effort there by King Cove, Sandpoint will keep possession. Still 38-15, under 5 to go here in the third quarter. Mary May's going to sit down for the rookies. Bouncing to Morgan, off the glass, Sandpoint just can't get these layups to stick today. foul as Morgan is trying to get the ball back. That could be the third or fourth. Fourth team foul so far in the first 4 minutes. Sandpoint is going to have to tone down the fouls. They got into foul trouble last time, still ended up winning the game. Kinko throwing in the ball. Full court press. Good job by King Cove calling everyone in position. They know how to get past this press. Ball goes loose as it goes behind. Oh, almost picked up by Missy. Jump ball call. Good hustle there by Victoria Samuelson. Trying to pick the ball off of Missy, who had the ball from defensive steal. Jump ball will go in favor of the rookies. Here's King Cove throwing in. Play called in action. Nice slap away by Morgan, held by Tia. Kinko will get possession this time on the baseline. 38-15 in favor of the rookies. Nice bounce into Victoria off the glass, and they're able to get those shots to go down. Sandpoint having some good looks, but just not getting anything to stick. Charlotte on a fast transition. Puts it the middle. Ball goes down. And lots of aggressive play here. That's another foul on Morgan. Her fifth foul for the team. Yeah, Navai's definitely going to check in for Morgan if I had to guess. All right. Jalen will also check in for the rookies. 4:30 left in the third quarter. 40-15 in favor of the rookies. Good movement of the ball. Nice defense by Navai. Stops Yatchmanef right in her tracks and forces a travel. Way to plant in her feet, though. Navai really, really caused a good defensive play there. Here's Marcus. Over to Malia. She's going to take it up. Passed over to Summer. Picked off by Tia. Man, Tia's so fast. Good effort right there, stealing the ball. She finds Maddie, and Maddie's going to take up the middle. Dished over to Jalen. Oh, accidental contact by Marine. Just playing some tight defense. I'm not sure if Missy's going to... That's probably her fourth foul, if I had to guess. All right, throwing in for the rookies. And that's going to be bonus next time the Eagles foul. Moving the ball behind the defense. Running up the baseline. Yashmanef can't get stick. Picked up and sent over to Morgan. Oh, just off of her feet. King Cove with possession. Sorry, guys, again about the Facebook Live. I'm doing my best here to do the play-by-play as well as maintain a good Facebook Live presence here, but I think Facebook Live is going to suffer a little bit. All right, Tia's bringing it for the rookies. Maddie picks up on the right-hand side. Over now to Sierra. Tipped up, picked up by Victoria. Man, she's got a great game going. Victoria Samuelson gets the ball to go down. 42 now for the rookies, 15 for Sandpoint. Full court press again, forcing the steal. Tia with the ball. Over to Sierra. Sierra drives in, met by Navai, but she takes a nice, easy layup. Good on the left-hand side. That's a full timeout called by Coach Sarah Schaefer. She's going to have to talk to her girls here to figure out how they can stop the bleeding here. You're live on KSDP. It is ladies basketball here in Sandpoint. Plenty of seats left here in the stadium, so if you're in Sandpoint, want to come down here, we've got baked goods in the front lobby, some McDonald's cheeseburgers, all the goods are here. So don't be scared to come on up. We'll have a game here tomorrow at 10 a.m. as well, so come on up here for that 10 a.m. game. We'll have that on the radio as well, so if you can't make it up here, no worries. Tune in to KSDP, 8:30 a.m. here in Sandpoint, 8.1 FM, King Cove, K201DA. Also, KFPS in Falls Pass and Cold FM over in Cold Bay. Coming soon to an Accutane near you. We'll have, I think it's going to be, I'm trying to remember if it's KKQA. Hopefully that's what it is. I think we're looking for something like that. All right, 44 for the rookies, 15 for Sandpoint, as Sandpoint is just fighting to get things back into action here. Coming to the end of the timeout. We'll have Tia, Sierra, Maddie, Victoria, and Mary May in for the rookies. Summer Walls, Charlotte, Malia, Morgan, and Navai in for the Lady Eagles. And here's the story of the night. Full court press really giving Sandpoint a hard time. What a deflection by Victoria. It's going to go out of bounds. And again out of bounds. It was saved by Summer Walls and then goes off the body of Tia. Sandpoint will throw in. But again, they've got to get past this full court press, and they just haven't been able to get the pass. Oh, there's a good break up the right-hand side. Way hard pass by Malia. Goes above Charlotte and out of bounds. Good job breaking the full court press that time. 44-15, rookies with the lead. All right, Maddie. Full court press here. Mary May in the middle, trying to get the ball out. Picked up by the Sandpoint Eagles. Navai Marcus will get the ball from Charlotte. And now Sandpoint will get another chance at the basket. Summer, over to Malia. Malia puts up into the lane, fouled on the way to the basket. She'll go to the line for two. 44-15, Sandpoint trailing. 2:50 left in the third quarter. Here's Malia at the line for her first attempt. Off the back of the rim, no good. All right, Tia's going to sit down and Jalen will check in. Here's Malia's second attempt. Up, off the top of the rim. And that's Mary May with the rebound. Quick outlet over to Maddie. Devise waiting for her there, so she'll pull up for the jumper off the front of the rim. Charlotte Marcus gets a rebound. She quickly outlets to Morgan, who's going to kick it up the sideline, but pulls back and waits for her team. Okay. Avoiding the full court press, Morgan picking up the ball near the half court, dishes over to Marcus on the left-hand side, who will take it to the top of the key. Marcus on the right, drives to the middle, nice lane, puts up a shot off the glass, gets her own rebound, foul on her way to the basket. And we'll see if Charlotte can't get something to work here from the free throw line. That's the second team foul now for the rookies. Six, though, for Sandpoint. 2:22 left here in the third quarter. 44-15 is the score. Man, both squads struggling from the free throw line today as Sandpoint misses that attempt there. Tia's coming in. Sierra sitting down. Victoria's sitting down. And Yatchenev checking in for the rookies. Second attempt off the top of the rim. Quick outlet passing, but stolen by Marcus. She'll tip it away. And that'll be a King Cove ball. Good hustle there by Charlotte. Jalen throwing in for the rookies. To Maddie. Fakes the three, gets past the defense. What a move by Maddie. What a fake, and just gets right past the defender. Jumper from about 15 out is good. 46 now for the rookies. 15 for Sandpoint. Summer set up. She had a good look for three. Almost missed the pass. Morgan now with the ball for the Lady Eagles. She's looking for help. Gets it over. Tia pokes in. Doesn't foul. Malia with the ball now. Top of the three-point line. Ball's going to be picked off there by Mary May, and she'll have an easy layup. No one for Miles. Puts it right in. 48 now for the rookies. 15 for Sandpoint. 90 seconds left here in the first quarter, or the third quarter. Malia spins, trying to get past the defense. Ball tipped up by Tia. Charlotte trying to get it. Over to Jalen. Jalen, nice pass the post. Over to double dribble there as Maddie was trying to get the ball up. She was working her way in. Double dribbles. Substitutions. Tia sits down. Yatchenev sits down. Victoria and Sierra come back in. 48-15 in favor of the rookies. Unrelenting on the full court pressure by the rookies. forcing another loose ball, but this time it's going to be Sandpoint coming back with possession. Charlotte Marcus gets the bounce in, passes it back over to Navai. She's got Morgan on her left, but the ball goes loose, picked up by Jalen. She can't quite get the layup to go down, but trailing is Maddie Newman. She gets it and puts it in on the left-hand side. 50-15 now.
Our friends at the Village of Perryville would like to encourage parents and grandparents.
Sandpoint, really fighting hard here to get past the full court press.
All right, dealing with a little buffering. Please apologize. Please accept our apologies.
They're having a hard time if anything happened with the King Cove defense shutting down their offense. Missy's going to check in for Morgan. Passed in. Tia's going to check in for Jalen. 53 seconds left in the quarter. Game point down by 35. Here's a throw in underneath their own basket for Sandpoint. Misty, underneath the basket. Good defense, forced her to pass, but Charlotte puts up a jumper. And jump shot no good. Tia traveled. Tia lost control of the ball, picked it back up, dribbled. Making the travel. Sandpoint with another attempt here to get something on the board. Okay, Misty, or Malia, throws it into to Charlotte. In the right-hand side, she takes it all the way. Off the glass, good for two. Sandpoint now with something on the on the board. 50-17, the score. Pressure by Sandpoint. Tia gets past it, there's Victoria. Missing the layup, rebound on the floor, jump ball called as Navai and Victoria both fought for that loose ball. Kinko will throw in. Sierra calling the play into action. Maddie. Guarded. Oh, Sierra for three. On the baseline, nothing but net. Great shot by Sierra. 53, now to 17 in favor of the rookies. All right, Charlotte picks it up. Nice pass over to Sierra, to Summer. She's going to take it up. Divide at the yellow line. 13 seconds left. Charlotte, she's got to look for three. She's got to take that. Malia's going to do it. Deflected off the top, picked up by King. That's a loose ball. Sierra fighting for it. Out of bounds. Nope, no out of bounds. End of the third quarter. Going into the fourth quarter, Sandpoint will have 53, or King Cove will have 53. Sandpoint with 17. We'll go back to the studio for a word from our sponsors. Break between the third and fourth quarter. Coming in, King Cove with a dominating lead, 53 to Sandpoint 17. As it's just been a domination on the defensive side for King Cove, really making Sandpoint fight for every basket. Having a hard time connecting. This is going to get the throw in as we begin the fourth quarter. She's looking now. Double guard, needs some help. Pass it to Marcus to recover. Sandpoint. I'm sorry. Another travel. Maddie slides her foot and she gets the pass. Oh, some real issues with the internet here, folks. Sorry about that. Sandpoint's got the ball. Summer Walls keeps her possession. Off the top of the key for three, in and out. Marcus gets her rebound. Charlotte brings it up and she's going to get fouled on her way to the basket. What a tough shot there as it rattles in and out of the basket. Still 53-17. Charlotte's going to go to line for two. Coming after this game, Sandpoint and King Cove will be live over in King Cove. Can't wait for that one. Curious to see how things shake down as the Sandpoint Eagles go over there to visit their longtime rivals and friends, King Cove. Charlotte connects from the basket. Free throw line, first free throw attempt really connected for the Eagles or the rookies for that matter. It's been a tough night from the free throw line for both squads. A few substitutions for the rookies there. 53-18 in favor of King Cove. Charlotte drains her second one. Here comes the rookies, moving fast. Samuelson dishes over to Jalen for three. Just over the rim. Ball loose, picked up by Misty. For Sam across the post, but it gets picked up by defenders. Misty's there to save it. Finds Charlotte, puts up a shot, no good. Loose ball on the floor. Sierra there. She's looking upfield. No one there for her, so she's going to wait for her team to catch up. But she kind of fumbles a pass, sends it back out. Victoria again, bounces out to the bottom of the post. Jalen over the rim on the shot, no good. Morgan gets a rebound. 53-19 with the rookies in the lead. Here comes Misty for Sandpoint. Misty with the ball. Gets the screen, but they sandwich the defender. Misty takes it back up, trying to pass it over to Morgan. Morgan now to Summer. Summer for three. Off the top of the rim. Misty gets a rebound. Looking for an opportunity. She had hands all over the ball, and there's going to be a foul called there against Sierra. All right, 53-19. Sandpoint will be throwing in on the baseline. Morgan will sit down, and Victoria will sit down. We've got Tia and Malia checking in, respectively. Bounced into Misty, ball stolen by King Cove. Here's a fast break by Maddie. Two defenders coming from behind. Good pressure on the defense. Forces a missed free layup. And another foul. Maddie Newman with a reach. Best defense, drives the baseline. Shot just won't go down. Here comes the rookies, moving up. Bounced over, stolen by Navai. Tia with the miss. Summer, three players behind her. She's trying to break past the defense. Keeps the ball. Nice deflection by Jalen. Fast transitions. Over to Jalen at the free throw line. Off the back of the rim. Ball picked up by Summer. She'll quickly pass to Malia. She's got Charlotte ahead of her. Malia goes down hard. Ball's in the hands of King Cove. And Yatrinev, from about 5 feet out, puts up a nice shot from in front of the basket. Good for two. 55 now for the rookies, 19 for Sam Points. Five to go in the game. Misty with the ball here for the Lady Eagles. She'll bounce over to Charlotte. Call for the cut. Nice screen picked off. Oh, but what a steal by Maddie. Fast breakaway. Charlotte can't catch up. Good hustle there by Maddie. She's really leading these rookies in every game that I've seen her play. She's doing a fantastic job. Levi with the ball. Takes up her dribble. She's calling for help. That was a double dribble. All right. Over to Malia. Behind the defense. She cuts up the line. Good defensive play by Yatrinev. Forces the missed shot. Picked up by King Cove. And here's a cherry-picked layup. Missed. Storming the boards, though, is Tia. She crashes that board and just picks up the rebound. Putback's good for two as well. 59 now to 19. 40-point lead for the rookies. Here we go. Malia tightly defended. She's going to throw the ball up. And a quick 30-second timeout by Sandpoint called. So here we are with a 40-point lead for King Cove. Just got a few minutes left here on the clock. Sandpoint fighting to do everything they can to keep in this game. What a difficult situation. Ball in the hands now of Sandpoint as they come out of this timeout. Don't go far, as I said. We've got the rookies. We've got the T-Jacks in King Sandpoint coming up next. Live in King Cove. Amy Mack with the play-by-play. 4:06 on the clock. King Cove up by 40, 59-19. Here we go. Into the final 4 minutes of this game. We'll see how things shake out here as the Lady Eagles look to close the distance here. Marcus with the ball, but what tight defense from King Cove. Cross the post. The pass is just a little too hard. Missy couldn't respond in time. All right. Throwing in. Maddie. Big pass over to Victoria. She's able to maintain it. Met by Morgan. Pass over to Maddie for three. Off the front of the rim. Rebound goes to Sierra. She's going to have a wide open look at three herself. That one's a little hard as well. This time Charlotte gets a rebound. Her pass to Morgan goes to the ground. Jump ball called as Maddie and Morgan both rope it up. All right, here we go. Navi will throw it in. Substitution. Victoria will sit down and Yashvinif will come in. Marcus with the ball. Charlotte takes it past the half court line. Gets a good screen. Breaks into the lane. Puts it up. And it's almost working that time. Gets her own rebound. This one also just cannot go down. Sam Point struggling with the shot. Charlotte for another attempt. That one will go down. Missy saves it. And there we go. That one connects. As Summer Walls gets a nice pass from Missy underneath the basket, and she puts it in for a long distance two. Good move of the ball by King Cove. Travel yet again. As they like look around, King Cove rookies are having a hard time. They look around and just kind of slide their feet a little bit, trying to figure out what to do. It's been a few travels that way. All right, Charlotte with the ball. Stolen by Maddie. Sierra, new to be there, picked up an easy layup on the right-hand side. 61-21 now in favor of the rookies. Sam Point with the ball. High pass goes at the fingers of Misty. Out of bounds. King Cove will have possession. 2:07 here left to go in the game. King Cove just has to run down the clock, but Sam Point staying with the full court press. Here's Maddie with the ball. Sorry. Stolen. Almost by Summer Walls. But Maddie gets it right back. Good hustle there by Maddie. Over to Sierra. She gets the ball to Mary May. For a long shot for three. Off the top of the rim. Rebound's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by King Cove. 1:38 left to go here in the game. 61-21. Here we go. Ball in the hands of Navi. She'll throw it in over to Charlotte. Sandpoint looking to get at least one more basket here. Misty gets the ball. Almost loses it, but she picks it right back up. Screen from Charlotte. Pick and roll. Off of the foot of Misty, but yeah, over and back. It's going to go to the hands of Maddie. She crossed the post over to Sierra, and King Cove just knows exactly where they are at all times. And they really know how to get themselves in position and score points. Here's Charlotte, over to Summer at the half-court line, trying to get past Tia. She does. She takes it all the way, runs in defense, spins up the glass, no good. Misty on the putback, and she'll get fouled. And with 45 seconds and the clock still running, Misty will go to the line for two shots. 63-21 is the score here. Misty lines up her first attempt. Off the top of the rim. Substitutions as Yetrin sits down, Victoria comes in, and then Maddie will sit down and Jalen will come in. Second attempt now. Misty will drain that one. 22 now for the Lady Eagles. 15 seconds on the clock. Sierra brings it up. Tightly guarded by Misty, not giving up in this game. Good job for her. Jalen with the ball now. Almost stolen by Charlotte, but she passed to the top of the triangle. And the clock will run out right here, and there's a buzzer. Last shot almost goes in, but doesn't count. 63-22, the final score. 63-22, final score. We're going to send it back to the studio here, and don't go far as the boys are coming up next. Thanks to Amy. You're tuned in to KSDP.